Viter in Shasvian Mako stuff. Hey, pick up very top of the page about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok de Eliga Mishnah. Mishal Shalin Bimamon. Rashi, whatever it says, can refers to Azil. We're going to explain what this means. That is that you have Edom Zomim. What do? They split up when it comes to cash money. If you have two Edom that come along and they accuse someone of the owes $200, but I would each of them pay $100. When it comes to makas, if that's what he'd been chayv, then each one gets a full 40 makas. Kate said, how's this case? Hayidu sheu chayv l'chavir matayim zuzim, he says you chayim 200 zuzim, so zomim turn out to be zomified. And mishalsim b'neim, they split amongst themselves. Well, im hayidu b'sheu chayv malkos arbaim, v'nim se zomim, if it turns out to be malkos, it turns out to be zomim, kol echad echad loka arbaim, each one of them gets 40 lashes. Minani mihili, says Rashi, the kol echad sofik is arbaim. How do each one of them gets 40? Amar abai, abai says, Nema Rasha Bechaive Malkius, but Nema Rasha Bechaive Misas Bezin. It has the word Rasha when it talks about Chaive Malkius. Rashi says, Im bin Hakos HaRasha, but Nema Rasha Bechaive Misas Bezin, says Rashi Asher, who Rasha Lamus. Malaholene Misa Lemechsa, just like over there, where Misa is no half Misa, Afkan, so to you also, Ein Malkus Lemechsa, there's no half Malkus. Right, it just doesn't work. Rava Amar Rava says, "Be'inan kasher zomim lasas lachiv alekam." Another reason, straight up, right? She says, "Kasher zomim shekabel hanidan malkus shlema." It's the ability tried to give alekam. You don't have that over here. If you go and you split it up, says Gemara. Well, hold on 1 second. Yachim amenami. Then if you, that's true, then also by money, also you have to pay the full amount. You're not having kasher zomim lasos if they split it up. Says Gemara. Now manim mamon mitzdarf. When it comes to cash money, that's mitzdarf. Says Rashi. Vare kibul mashe rotzul lahafsido bin kulam. They're getting what they tried to be mafsid amongst all of them. Malkus lo mitzdarf. When it comes to malkus, so it's not mitzdarf. When it comes to money, this person is walking away with the full amount that he would have lost. So when it came to Malkus, so there's no like collection over here that is collecting the full amount. Therefore, it's got to be each one of them is going to get the full amount that they tried to give. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. This is a huge Mishnah we reference in Daf Beis. And Edom will not become Zomin unless the following thing happens. We're going to see Atzi Azimus Atzman until they themselves are Zomified. Says Rashi, Azimun Osan. Beiske gufan v'lo beiske ahoreg v'ahoreg. Get in farsh b'azal. Like the Mishnah is about to explain in a minute. Not if you say like if you have the, well you know let's see. It's going to spell it out. Ketzad. Amru. Let's say the came in the test and said mivu anu bish phoni shahoregus and nefesh. We testify about a particular person and he went ahead and he killed somebody. If let's say we go and we say that we testify about a certain person, about Bob Shahar, because he killed someone, Amr Laham, and then the other people, the other Edom come along and they say, what do you mean, Hechatam Eden? How could you have testified that? Sorry, Nerag Zeh or Horig Zeh, Haya Imanu Osayom Hamakaponi, the person you're saying killed, or the person who said that was killed, was with us on that particular day. Ain Elu Zomin, that's not Kalim Zomin. Aval Amr Laham. How could you have testified? That is going to be considered zolmin v'nerag alpiyam, neragin alpiyam, and they're going to be killed on their words of this second set of edom over here that come on and they pop in. So therefore, you see, very straightforward, that when it comes to Edom Zomim, it's got to be that you're zomifying the actual Edom straight up them, saying you guys couldn't have said that because you were somewhere else. Not just you couldn't have said that because the people you're talking about were someone else, but you yourselves were somewhere else. Next, Bo Acherim, if you have other Edom that come, and after the first one are knocked out. So what happens is, that let's say you have a first set of Edom, and then you have another set come and zomify them. So this other set we're going to call the other set. So the other set come and they disqualify the first set of Edom. And then another set come and the other set goes and disqualifies them also. And then another set and the others do it again. So you have these two guys, let's say Bill and Ted, that they come along. What do? They knock off every set that pops in over there. Bo Acherim Ve'ezimam. Right, so what happens? Ve'ezimu elu ha-shnayim she'ezimu ha-sarishonim ezimu gamas ha-rechornim. Bo acherim, others come. Ve'ezimu, they zomify them as well. Afilu mea, even if there's 100 sets keep popping out and these Bill and Ted keep knocking them out. Right, says im hein mea kito zu achazu v'katz achas ezimu ezimosan Kulam Yarugu, their Zama is going to kill all of them. Kulam Yarugu, all of them are killed. That is the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda Amar. This is very, very fishy. Is Tatisizu. This has got to be some sort of shtick. Ve'inu Nera, Ge'ela, Kasa Rishon Malvad. And only the first set is going to be killed. Says Rashi. Is Tatisizu. This is this seems like they're plotting over here. Rashi says, Kata Zos, Kachel Edu Sara Visatya Haya. Kach Notlu Eitza Beineim Lahazim Eskola Ba Lehidalov. They've taken it upon themselves that they're going to make sure that whoever comes, that we're going to knock him out. So therefore, only the first set is killed. Zok Fredekt, the Heilige Gemura. This idea of Fredekt Gemura that is found in the Mishnah that says that it's got to be, you got to zomify exactly the people themselves and not the other parties that are involved to say that, hey, they weren't there, or the murderer wasn't there, or the murdered wasn't there. Minan immediately, I didn't know, has to be the actual testimony, the Hazama has to be on the actual Edom. Right, pretty straightforward. As Rashi comes and says, "Gufan shall aid them." It's got to be the actual bodies, they themselves. Now, what does the pasuk say? And behold, the witness is a false witness. He has testified falsely against his brother. So it's got to be. You find out that the problem is the actual aid themselves. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they came and they learned from the following, La Anos Bo Sara. And this is also when it's talking about the Eidus of the Zomin, says to testify against him something removed from reality. Says Rashi, Beparsha Seidim Zomin Sif, Sara Eidus of Musara Shehustru Misham, Achetisara Gufa Shal Eidus, until the actual guf of the Eidus, the body of the set of witnesses, is Sarah, is removed from that particular thing by a second set of Eidim, saying that you yourselves weren't there. Amarava, Boshnaim, Ba'amru. Let's say you have two Eidim that come and they pop in. They say, B'mizrach bir arg polonius ha'nefesh, on the east wing, Rashi says, bir is a traklin gadol, it's a big palace. So it was the east side of the big palace that Plony, that Bob killed someone. Abo Steinbaum, another two, and says, hold on one second. Vahaloba Marav Bira Imayim Ayisim, weren't you with us on the west wing when you say this happened? Chazina, so let's just investigate. Ike the Kaim Rav Bira Michse Chazul Mizach Bira in Elu Zomin. Vim Lav Ari Elu Zomin. If when they're standing in the west wing, you're able to see the east wing, so then they're not considered Zomin. They're obviously telling the truth. And if you are not able to see, if you're not able to see them, yeah, there's Zomin. Says the Gemara, Pshita, obviously, what's the Chiddush of here? Maybe we'll be worried that these people have incredible eyesight. Maybe they're able to see a much greater distance, the switches to Me'elu, right? They're able to see Yosemele than from these guys. And therefore, we have to teach us this principle. Kamash Malan, that no, we don't assume that that's the case. And if you're not able to see from there, we don't assume that it means that they have better eyesight with them. From Rav, another case, Rav says, Bo Shnayim Va'amru, Bisura B'tzapra B'chad B'shapsa, in Surah, in the morning, on Sunday, Harg Ponius and Ephesh, this person killed someone. Bo Shnayim Va'amru said, hold on one second, B'panya B'chad B'shapsa, in the evening time on Sunday, Yimani Yisim Ben Arda, you're with us Ben Arda. So we just work it out. Chazina, Nimi Tzapra L'panya, Matzi Azim Yisur Len Arda, then law of a zomin. If they're able to get from there to there, from the morning to the evening, then I call him zomin. Vim la, but if not, then I was done. There's zomin. Says Gomar Pshita. It's like saying a person says, "I saw in the morning that that Bob killed someone in New York." And he says, "What do you mean you're with us in the nighttime in L.A.?" Well, can you get from the morning to the night to from New York to L.A.? The answer is yes. I'm at zomin. If not, then they are zomin. Says Gomar, same idea. Pshita. Obviously, like what's the chiddush of here? No, ma'od the tema. We're worried that leichush legamla parcha. Maybe we're worried about a gamla parcha. Right? It says min gamalim yishlam kalim b'musasim kofa parechti. They run very quickly, like a bird that flies. Kamash v'lan. We're not worried such a thing. So in other words, you say, well, maybe a regular jet, regular plane, if you go from New York to LA, is going to take you 5 hours, 5.5 hours. But maybe they took a supersonic, who knows what, and it takes only 2 hours. He says, no, we're not worried for such a thing. and therefore we evaluate normalcy. V'yamarava boshnai v'amru b'chad b'shabsa har ploni yasad nefesh. If let's say somebody comes and says, on Sunday, Ploni killed someone. Boshnai v'amru, then two others come and they say, Imani yisub b'chad b'shabsa. What do you mean? You were with us on Sunday. He says, no way you could have seen that. Could have saw that. And they continue to say, but you should know that you're not wrong that this guy is a murderer. He did it on Monday. Then what happens? And important to know, we're talking about over here, even though the original Edom are saying it, let's say on a Tuesday, they're saying, we saw this happen on Sunday. And the guy goes, no, it's not true. It didn't happen. You were with us on Sunday. He said, but it did happen on Monday. Velo, then not only that, Elafilo, my Erev Shabbos, are you pulling enough? As you say, yeah, it happened the previous Friday, you know, so this person was already considered, you know, they were already, they killed. Nehrag and the first Edom are going to be killed. Even though they're not wrong, right? It says Rashi, V'lo o dela filamru hamezimen be'erev Shabbos hargush, hegdimu chovaso yoser min erishonim. He brought the murder happened even earlier than what they said. Still, they're killed. Rashi says, "Hazomim min neirugin v'lo aminan begaver ketila asud." Yeah, they testified about a dead person because it wasn't a dead person that they weren't yet in court decided against them and a gemar din on them. Therefore, they didn't become asad because at the time that they actually testified, begaver lavar ketola, he wasn't a dead man walking. Says Rashi, "My time of the binyan to come asad the masadi kishabo yom shlishi b'shabbos on Tuesday." Lehei, they came to testify a love. Akati gaver lav bar ketola. Shalo huad a love bebeisin. Nobody testified against him in Beisin. Ve'ilu hava asi umode hava miftar nimtza shehein hayu mechayiv misa as the misha in a royal lamos. They're coming to mechayiv someone who wasn't mechayiv to be killed because they could have admitted to it and potted themselves by then. Therefore, gaver lav bar ketola, and therefore these people are going to be killed. What exactly are you teaching us by saying this whole thing? You know that we actually know this from a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah which is coming up on Daf Vav Amud Beis. It says this. Rashi says, "My Kamashvelan, the Afgav, the Eu Mikdal, Inu Miktlivil." The guy is going to be killed because the Edom, the second set of Edom that Zomafai, the first set, said that Tataka were they actually did they testify the person did kill someone. So even though they're going to be killed, they're going to be killed. Tanita b'Masitza Vikim Vav Amud Beis Gabi Shnayim. Rowin Osan Michalun Zeh, Hu Vehein Erugin, like we're going to come in a minute. Says the Gemara, Tanina, we have this in a Mishnah. Lefi Yikach. Therefore, Nimsus Achazmem Zomemes, if one of them is found to be Zomen, Hu Vehein Erugin, they and, I mean, the Zomen, the one who got accused of murder, and the Zomen are going to be killed. Vashnia Patura, and the second set is going to be Pater from any sort of punishment. What's this talking about? Over there, if you look in the Mishnah Daf Vav Beis, we're going to see Bezer Hashem tomorrow's Daf. It talks about we have two pairs of Edom, two separate sets of witnesses, and they say they saw a murder, but they saw from different places. They're not able to see each other. So one is like standing, you know, all on the east, one standing on the west, and there's something blocking between the two. And we say that the fact that they can't see each other, they're considered two separate sets of witnesses. So if one of them gets knocked off through a zama, the other one still stands and the person's going to be killed. And the zomen are going to be killed because they testified falsely against someone who was not at the time of they said it, they wasn't considered a dead man walking. So now we're saying that we learned this principle already on Vav Amud Beis. What do you teach me by bringing it up over here? By saying that, oh yeah, you should just know that if you have this first set saying it happened on Sunday, the second set says, what happened? What do you mean Sunday? It happened on Monday. You were with us Sunday somewhere else. No, you could have testified. It happened on Monday or it happened on Friday. Still, they're going to be killed. We learn it from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Seifa Masha'in came be Gemara Dinit Shechalei. And the Chinami, that which was said so far, wasn't necessary to be taught. That we could learn that from the Mishnah over there, but actually we need it to teach us the seifa of his statement. There's something else that he said. Rashi says, "Masha inkein, bazamas ede gemar din." Right, when it's not true with azama witnesses of a gemar din. Let's spell that out. Bo shnayim b'omer. Let's see, I have two that come and they say, "Mechad b'shabse nigber dina shaploni." It's a Tuesday right now. They say on Sunday there was a gemar din against so and so. This person is a dead man. Two others come and say, you're with us somewhere else. There's no way you could have saw that Gemara didn't ever happened. But really, it was on Erev Shabbos that this actually occurred, that there was a Gemara Din. So really, this person was considered a dead man already. Then, and before the first day, the one came along and they said that it happened. And velo, and before they testified, velo, none of that, Ella, feel I'm over Chavis Shabbos and Nigmar Dino Shabbos. Even if it's happening on Monday, after the fact that they said, even though for them it's like on Tuesday right now, right? Velo, even if that would be the case, Ein Elu Naragin, the Zomen are not going to be killed. Why? Because at the time they testified, the person was considered a dead man walking. Says Rashi, Lo Od, Sha'afal Pi She'ilu Achrona Me'achrin Es Zman Gemar Dino. Even though they pushed off the Gemar Dino, Mikom Makom Modem Hein Shabi Yom Shabo Zomim. They're admitting at the time the Zomim came in, Lehid Alav B'Shlish of Shabbos. It was on Tuesday. Kavar Hayu Dino Nigmar is already considered a Gemar Dino. As well, the Gavur Katel Asud. At this moment, but a dead man already walking. So we see the difference between if the Edom Zomim are talking about a live person or a dead person. If it's about a live person, then they're going to be killed. If it's about a dead person, then even though they're lying, it was a dead person already. For they're not going to get punished. V'chein linyan tashlumei kenas, and this principle also applies when it comes not only to dinei nefashos, as well as somebody dinei mamonos. Says Rashi, shemode hamode bo pater dino nami bazek dinei nefashos. V'yish chilek bein edus guf amaisa leedus shel gemar din. It's going to be chilek between the guf amaisa and the gemar din, as we're going to see now. V'chein linyan tashlumei kenas. Most time when we have two people to come and they say bechad b'shabsa gana v'tavchum achar. On Sunday, this guy stole a sheep or an ox, and then he shechted it, or he sold it. Right? We know the din is the din of kefil. If you steal from someone, you get caught. You have to pay kefil two times, what you stole, two times. But if, let's say, you was an animal and you shechted it, you sold it, or you shechted it, then you have to pay more. They pay four or five times the amount, depending on what the animal was. Right? So to pay four times the amount. So now the case is that when you have these guys come and they say, then on Sunday they stole. Two others come and say, "Bechabeshavti mani yisam." What are you talking about? You were with us on Sunday, so nobody could have seen that. Ela b'chabeshav is going to be tavim racha b'taka. What you're saying is true, but it happened on Monday. Meshamin. Then what happened? They didn't someone have to pay, even though they're right, but they didn't know that, so they have to pay. V'lo, not only that, ela filo meber of Shabbos kind of tavim racha. Even if the second set brings it back earlier, that they said, yeah, the chinam you're saying is true, even before you said it, still meshalim they have to pay. Devinu tangam sade, because at the time they testified, gavra lava tashluminu, they weren't a gavra of tashlumin, they weren't people that had to go and they weren't already closed their din that they had to pay. Bo Shnei Bomer, let's say I have two that come and they say, Bechad Beshap the Gunav Tov Machar. Vidig Mardino, they come and say there was a Gemardin. Bo Shnei Bomer, the other two come and say, Bechad Beshap the Gemardin, he's here with us. Al Erev Shabbos Gunav Tov Machar, Vidig Mardino. Velo, that or that, El Afil Amr Bechad Beshap the Gunav Tov Machar. O Shabbos Shabbos Nig Mardino, it happened on Monday, but you testified on Tuesday, Amos Shabbos, they don't have to pay. The Venom took my side, because the time they even testified, Gavra by Tashulmanu, it was considered already a person chayef to pay. Says Rashi Kishayidu Elu, Alav, Kfar Chayvu, based in. If you have a modi law of a miftar, if they admitted to it, they never would have been miftar from it. You can't get out of it because they're already considered closed in on them, and therefore you don't have to pay. So we see it's both by dine nefashos and by dine mamonos. Now we have the last part of the mishnah. Behuda omer istatis yizu. This is just a shtick that's going on over here. Remember, we said that if you have two edom come in and they say that this person killed someone, the second set come in and say, "What are you talking about? Yimano yisam a kaploni? You couldn't have saw that." Right, that second set gets the first set killed. Now you have another set come in, and then another set, then another set, another set. That second set keeps zomifying them, so each one of them is going to be killed. But Yehuda says, no way, it's not the zoo, and only that first one is going to be killed. Frank the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Hey, I'm a base. Something doesn't make any sense. It's not the zoo. This whole thing is really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this is a whole shtick that's going on over here, then why would you kill even the first set? It's not the zoo, Zeh. He started the zizu, then I feel kasashon and amilu. You shouldn't kill the first group either. Amravo and chinam. You're talking about shekadnu hargu, where they already killed them, but they wouldn't. Rashi says as the kasarishona called them shetava kasina before the second one showed up. So right, so if the second sub showed up first, then they wouldn't have done it. So the Gemara, but my dahava. If that's true, then what happened. Why do you have to mention what happened? Says Rashi, v'lomeli lemisni ela kasarishona. Don't even say that. Just say it's the toys. And if it ended up that they did, why is the Mishnah talking about that? El Amarava, Hachamis, it means to say, Im Eino Elakas Achas Naragin. There's only one group, then it's killed. Yikitve, but if there's more than Ein Naragin, then they are not going to be killed. Even the first set's not going to be killed because there's some shtick that's going on. But Habil Vadkamar, it says you only kill the first one alone, which seems like there's a second one there already. It says Rashi, Mashmashiesho the Cheris. There's a Gemara back. Akasha, okay, that's not a good question. Don't know how to answer that one. But the answer is no, we don't kill them. Hiye, the son, and we got a little sticky move. There was a woman, the Asai Sahadi Vishtakur. Asai Sahadi Vishtakur. There was this woman, and she brought some witnesses in order to testify for her. Rashi says, Ishtakur and Echishu Zed Zeb Bidrishos Beinstin Kishabatka. And when they checked them in Beinstin, you know, an aide comes in, the Drishos, Chakiras, they separate them, ask some questions. And during that, they were shown to be liars. Isis said that Ishtakur brings another set, and then the same thing happens again. Then what happens? Azlas Aisu Sadi Achrine Deloishtakur, and then they bring another set. And you know, they're not discredited, they're good. So what's the din? Amir Shalkis, Huchzakuzu. Nah, this woman is Huchzak, Rashis, Lahavi, Edi Shekhar, Velo Nikabel, Ode, Edos, Acheres. We're not taking any other Edos, even though they weren't knocked out. We still don't take them. There's something shady going on. Amalar Velazar, Velazar says back, hold on one second. Imu Huchzaka. If he Huchzak, even if she is Muchzak to be like a sticky woman, call yourself Huchzaka, you're gonna be looking all of Klali, so like that also? Come on, Rashi says, Imaya Huchzaka. Lachsa Chareim, that she's Muchzak to look for these bad people. To lie, the Kol Yisrael Muchzakah, the Shmola, Shetachzik as Achirim, Kishkarim, I say they're liars. If you don't knock them off, they're in the Jews' Chakiras, and we can use them. Even if she brings 5, 10, 15, 20, the bottom line is we're still going to go with her. We're still going to go with the Edom if there's no reason, if we weren't able to knock off their Edos. Says the Gemara Zimnan. Now, just note over here that was Rabbi Shlakish said there's some shtick going on over here. And Rabbi Lazar comes along and he says, nah, you know, it's okay. Call Yisrael are good, they're great. But he didn't mention where he heard that from. Zimnan, Havi Yasu, he came to Rabbi Yochanan one time, they're sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, Pamacher, it's a different time. Also, Kiyai Maisel Kamayu, the situation came in front of them. And Amar Rish Lakish, Luchsukazu, says, nah, this woman, she's Muchsuk to, you know, be pulling shtick over here, we can't trust her. That's Rish Lakish goes in and speaks up. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, hold on one second. Luchsukazu, call you some Luchsukazu. Saying just because she's Muchzak to all of Yisrael, we don't believe them. Hadar Chazilei Be'loza Parishas, Rishlakis was not happy. He gave him the stare down. Rashi says, Hichzir Rishlakis is part of his stakel, Rabbi Elazar, upon him Zoaphos, Shehaven Rishlakis, Shishamar Be'lozer, Davar Zem, Epi Rabbi Yochan. He understood, he heard this from Yochan. Kshamar Lo, Lo Amar B'Shvoi, he didn't say in his name. So he says to him, Shamat Mili Mi Bar Navcha, Velo Amar Dili Mishmei, he heard something from Bar Navcha. Rabbi Yochan's father was a blacksmith. This is Bar Navcha, the son of a blacksmith. You didn't say in his name. Ah. Now, says the Gemara, Lemi Rish Lakish. Remember in our Mishnah, we have the Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim said that if you have that shtick seemingly going on, you have the second set of Edus, second set of Edom, then knock off the first set, and then 100 sets that we believe it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, there's a shtick going on over here. Oh, sounds like this Machlokas here. Lemi Rish Lakish, Dabi Rabbi Yehuda. That he holds it, that there's a shtick. Rabbi Yochanan and Dabi Kerry Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan's going like the Rabbanon, we believe it. Says the Gemara, no, Machlokas Rish Lakish, don't say back. No, the army of the Rabbanon. I could even be working in the world of the Rabbanon. I, Rish Lakish, who I'm worried about shtick from the woman, could say like I hold like the Rabbanon that I'm not worried about shtick in the Mishnah. Because I can look on me Rabbanon Hassam. Rabbanon over there don't say in the case of the Mishnah that we're accepting all these you know, second set knocking all these things to let it come out of there, because no one's actually looking out for witnesses and bringing them to lie over here, and there's no reason to think that there's shtick. Rashi says Shein Adam Machsa Chareim L'Sachram L'Agilam, not like renting the matter, costing them Tamid Love L'Bezin L'Hazim is called Ebaim to be mazim them. Aval Hacha, but this woman Ika Had to come out there. She's looking for these Edom here. Rashi says Levakes V'Liskar Ede Sheker. So for the shtick over there, but there's not shtick in other places. Rabbi Yochanan, who says we are worried about, well, that we're not worried about shtick by this woman. We say off Kaisol is no good. Maybe he will say that he's going Rabbanon. So Rabbi Shik says, no, I know that feel Rabbi Yehuda. I can even work in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. He is worried about shtick. I can look at Rabbi Yehuda also because Rabbi Yehuda over there didn't say in the case of the Mishnah that we knock off all the shtick of the Zamafai. Damin and Atu Kule Alma Kamehani Havu Kaimi. Because we say that was the entire world there at the time of this Edom. Like, what's going on? One set of Edom, we saw someone kill someone. Then the second set zomifies them. Second set, we saw this person kill someone. A third set, we saw Bob kill someone. Fourth set, we saw Bob. Was the whole world there that everyone saw this happen? Doesn't make sense. And Valach over here, where she's looking for Edom, okay, aha, yadi besadu sohani layadus. It's possible to say that some of them knew about it and they were able to back her up, but some didn't. Rashi says, Elu achronim, yadi besadu sohani. The taka was true, and therefore we would believe that, but we wouldn't believe the other. So no, we can't say that the machlokas is going in the world of that machlokas. Zok the next day, look at Mishnah. These are so crucial. These Mishnayos are mamish giving us the foundation of what is Edom Zomin, at what point its situation. So now it says, Ein Edom Zomin Nairagin Achi Gamer Hadin. When does it happen? That means that let's say you have the Edom come, you have these two Edom, and they say, we saw some Bob kill someone. And then there's a Gemar Din on Bob now to be killed. And then they get zomified. Then these Edom are killed. But if they get caught before that, then, or after, meaning before the Gemar Din, or after he's already killed, then they're not considered Edom Zomimin. They don't get what they tried to give. Says Rashi, Ashi Gemar Din, Ela Imke Nigmar Tchila Hadin Shel Anidon Leharig V'Achikachazmo. Once he's, the Gemar Din is killed, and then they end up getting zomified. The Stukim are the Sadducees. Let's just review who these people are. These are terrible, terrible people. People that try to deny the fact of the Torah Shabbal Peh, and they used to go and cause a lot of ruckus. And Shariat Stukim Omrim, Ache Arik. Nope. If Edom Zomin, only considered Zomin, if you have these Edom come and say Bob killed someone, and they say, oh, let's check it out. They check it out, and they kill Bob, then they're told to be zomified, then they're killed. Shanamar, because it says, Nefesh bin Nefesh, right? Make Aliyah. Says Rashi, Nefesh bin Nefesh, but Edom Zomin, Ksiv, Lo Sachosincha Nefesh bin Nefesh. That your eye shall not pity life for a life. Oh, so they took that to mean literal. Rashi's be'idim zolim k'siv lo sach esinka nefesh benefesh. That only if he's killed. Amr lehem b'chacham b'chacham said back to them. V'lo kvar nemar. But then we have the pasuk says v'asisam l'kasher zamam lasos lachiv. That you do to him what they plan to do to your brother. Rashi says mashper sorry achiv adayin kaim is your brother. He's still alive. For achiv kaim his brother is still alive. So it's only if he's still alive. V'yem kein, so I have to say, in his own nergen, Ashi Yigmar Adin. Against what the Tzukum was saying, V'yem kein, if it's really true that it's only done once it's before the person is killed, then Nefesh bin Nefesh, Lamanema Nefesh bin Nefesh. Why does it say the Lord Nefesh bin Nefesh? It seems to be saying only once a person is killed. Yachem Yishal Shekibal Edus in Yarago, because you would have thought that from the time of the testimony before the Gemar Din, that the Edom Zomim to get zomified to be killed. Rashi says Zubal Lahem Azomim Yad Kol the Gemardino Shall Need the Argy to be killed. Tamed Lomer Nefesh Ben Nefesh Ha Edom Nargy Rashi Gemar Din. They're not killed until it's Gemar Din, because Nefesh means only a person is like dead. The only difference between a person who's a Gemar Din and already dead is the fact that they actually went through with the process of killing them. But a Gemar Din is considered like a dead man walking. So therefore, only in that case is it done. If I say Nefesh Ben Nefesh, like it's already done, and not just from the time that there's like a testimony that the person actually killed someone, that you say, oh, from that moment on. Nope, only from Nefesh ben Nefesh, like they're considered dead. Haitana, we learned in the Braisa, Beribi Omer says, Beribi, Beribi, Rashi says, Kach Shamo, this was his name. Lo Hargu Neharagin, if the witnesses who testified, it was zomified, were not yet killed, didn't kill the person they tried, then they're killed. Hargu ain't argu, but if they're killed, then they're not killed. Meaning, if Bob is not yet killed, then the Edom Zomin are killed. But if Bob was already killed, then they're not killed. That just sums up what we just saw, right? So as Rashi says, Hargu shalos vach and argu neither apiam, etc. Amar of his father says, well, Bini lavka v'chomru, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Right, meaning to say, like, if Edom Zomin are killed for trying to get somebody killed, then of course you're going to be killed for succeeding. You have somebody killed. He says back to him, Tati, my king, father, I plead. Limadatenu Rabbeinu Sheino Shemadin. Limadatenu, you already, you taught us that you don't kill Midin from a Kal V'Chomer. So nothing we can do about that. The Tanya runs to the right, so where do we know this idea? You can't Einon Shemadin, that you can't go give a punishment based off this Kal V'Chomer. The Tanya, Isha Sheikach is Achosu Bas Aviv or Bas Imo. If a person takes his sister, the daughter of his father, the daughter of his mother, and they end up having a Tashmish, then what happens over here? They get Kares and they get Malkus. Ainli Ella Bas Aviv Shalabas Imo. I only know if it's your father's daughter, or that's not your mother's daughter, Ubas Imo Shalabas Aviv. Or your mother's daughter that's not your father's daughter. I don't know if it's both of them, that it's your full sister, not just a half sister. Tamar Lomer, Ervas Achoso Gila, that he's uncovered the nakedness of his sister. And over there, it doesn't say which type of sister, it's including all different types of sisters. So you see, you're going to be chai for it. Set the Gemara, Achelo Yomer, Yesh Libedin. You don't have to tell me. If it's your half sister, you're going to be responsible for sure if it's your full sister. We learn the fact that the Torah went out of its way to tell us a pasuk that's including everything. Erev Zachos Gila must be that you can't learn it from a din. Onesh Shemado. Okay, we heard about it. Onesh. What about Azhar Minay? I already know an Azhar. Azhar is that we know that before a person can be actually held responsible, punished, a pasuk has to be brought as Azhar, a warning to teach me that this is actually a problem. Asar minayin tamid lomer, ever the pasuk says, Ervas achoscha bas avicha o bas imecha. The nakedness of your sister, either bas avicha o bas imecha, ainli ala bas aviv shalom bas imo, o bas imo shalom bas aviv, bas aviv imo minayin, or both them. Tamid lomer, ervas bas eishas avicha moledes avicha achoscha hi. Over there the pasuk says that straight up, the nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife, born of your father, she's your sister, you shall not uncover nakedness. And it says, and it finishes by saying, she is your sister. And over there, it's adding that old concept, which means an entire sister. What do you mean? I could have learned it from a Kal V'Chomer. Ma im huza bas imo shelo bas aviv, bas aviv shelo bas imo, bas aviv bas imo l'kol shekein, halamana tashen musar masir min adin, masir kempi masir min adin. Chai ve'mal kuyos minayin. Okay, this thing is back to the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that when it comes to capital cases, right, Dine Nefashos, that it's got to be not that they're actually killed, but it has to be by Nigmar Din. Only then if there's Zoma fighters going to get what they tried to give. Now, not only is it by there, but it's also by Chayv and Malkus. Rashi says, I'm a Sisakai. Tamar Ein Osin Din Asama Achi Yigmar Din V'yalaflami Nefesh Ben Nefesh Demishtoi B'Chayv and Misos Chayv and Malkus Minolun Aidu Shechayv Malkus V'uzbu Minolun De'ein Lokin Elim Ki Nigmar Din V'chil Apim. How do it has to be first the Gemar Din, then they get Malkus? Tamar Lomar Rasha Rasha. We have a Gezer Shava Rasha Rasha. It says Rasha by the death penalty. It says Rasha by Malkus. So if we see the same principle, same din. Chai v'golius benayin. How do we know by Chai v'golius as well? And it's the same din over here. That Adam Zomin, who testified about someone making him chayv to go to Golus, don't get Malkus for their lie, you know, for their zomification, unless the person has already been sentenced to go there. It says Rashi, Chai v'golius benayin. They do chayv golius. The husband who tenan v'masis and suffix arboy minal and nachi yigmar din da'ani ol v'lav midin kasher zamam ka misrabu lo asum malkos did hu migzer shavu de rasha rasha be'ahu lo yafinu ela idem zomam min sher shua nidon lilkos the high rasha rasha v'ninon ksev. So I don't know this. I see rotzeach rotzeach. We have a gzeir shava rotzeach rotzeach. Why couldn't we just learn that from Malkus? We just read in Rashi. Rashi says that you can't learn that from the gzeir shava because the Malkus penalty in this case is not because they did anything that's coming. Is that the result of doing to them like they tried to do, but something differently, right? Because it's stuck that you don't get gullus, but you get Malkus instead. So if it can't be learned that the word Rasha that's used by Malkus, because that specifically someone's accused of committing something which they'd get Malkus for. But here we know the person is getting Malkus instead of Gullus. We need another word. It has by murder, it says Mosmu Yumos Rotzeach, and it says by Gullus Lona Shama Rotzeach. Time runs to the Bryce. Amar Bihuda Ben Tabai. Ereb Ben Echama. which Rashi points out is the opposite. Lo era b'nechamo. Gemara hafcha lebracha switches it. This should be a lashon of bracha, not a lashon of klala. But he's basically cursing himself. So he's lo era b'nechamo. May I not be consoled? Im lo arakti eid zomeim lahotzi milivin shel tzedukin. If I didn't kill a eid zomeim for testifying falsely in the case of a capital crime, and it's talking about a single witness that was zomified after it was already gemar din, but his partner in crime didn't get zomified. Rashi says, if I killed even the one, there was two people, and they testified somebody killed someone, they said Bob killed someone, and then we zomified one of the two, and I had that guy killed. And why did I do that? To get rid of what the Sadukim would say. They're not killed until the Nidon is killed as well. That's what we learned earlier, but the Stukim, they said until a person is killed, they didn't zomim aren't killed. So I had to prove them wrong, so therefore I had an eight zomim killed, even though it was only a single witness. Armu lo shimim shenach. Shimim says, like, what did you do? Arab and Nechamim lo shafachta damnoki. Now he's saying again, I shouldn't see consolation if you didn't kill an innocent person. Sherem Chachamim, we know Chazal teach us very straightforward. The next Mishnah is going to speak about this. Eina eidim zomim nerog and achi zimushneim. The only time the eight zomim are killed is both of them are zomified. If you have two eidim saying they Bob killed someone, they say, how could you say that? Number one, you were with me in Florida at the time of the crime. They don't give what they tried to give unless both of them are zomified. So you need both of them. And over here, that Vein Loka not sees him as a shame, and they're not getting a malchus, and both of them are zomified. Says Rashi, Shar Al Mechom Asisani Mashnayim. Ein arug and nasi zum shneim the sivi hine eight sheker ha eid va amr mar and so the face of bays koma kum shemer eid hare kan shneim at shi fartel cha kosav echam that means one so for when it says eight sheker ha eid means both of them have to be zomified and here was it both of them and you ended up killing this guy oy vey miyad ki wa lover b'yudah b'tavai he was makabal upon himself shenam mora hara el lefri shem shetach he's not going to pask unless it's in front of shem shetach says Rashi shem yita yoreu if he makes a mistake correct them. Every day of his life he used to go to this person and he would beg like forgiveness of the person he killed. And his voice was heard. But they weren't sure whose voice it was. They thought that it was the voice of the one that he killed. Either it was at night or right, they used to hear, Shulman HaKol heard this voice, or because they weren't able to see what was going on, and they thought it was the voice that they weren't killed. So Amr, he says, Kol li shali, no, it's my voice, and Teidu, I'll even prove that it's my voice, because Lamachar, who may sing Kol Nishma, he's going to die, and the voice won't be heard. What does it mean, who? He? He's talking about himself, and when I said he's going to die, but yeah, he's going to die. In other words, when I die, you're not going to hear it anymore. He says it's not a raya even when the voice stops because Doma Bedina come by day. Maybe the reason why it stops because Ruben Tabai he went and din upstairs and they worked it out. That's why it stopped. Inamar, maybe Piusei Paisei. He went up there and he was befias him and therefore he stopped complaining anymore. But it's not a raya that it was his, that it wasn't the dead man's voice. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.